Charles Ward sold out the people of Donegal with the way he voted. I'm finished with him. No surprises with Sinn Féin. Happy Christmas to those fortunate enough to have been born. Another of the three Donegal TDs voted against the view of their constituents. Shame on them. I suppose what I will say in relation to that, are they representing the county as a whole, or are they, when they vote, are they representing their own views, or are they believing they're representing the views of the people that voted for them? It can be quite complex. Minister Holly Cairns and Catherine Connolly support abortion after 12 weeks and without the need for pain relief for the baby. This is common knowledge. And do you know if the abortion services are regulated and looked at? And on it goes. Right, now, we were talking about butchering a little later on. Robert Boggs is of Boggs Family Butchers, Mallintown. How are you getting on, Robert? Good to speak to you.
Not so bad. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing good. So we saw some statistics there that show the amount of butchers in Ireland, registered butchers, over the last 20 years has dropped by half, you know, from about 1,100 to about 5,500. What's your view? Do you believe that there is a less interest in the traditional butchers now than there was in the past, Robert?
In my eyes, no, because I'd say the last 7 to 8 years, we've probably, in Christmas, especially Christmas time, our orders have doubled now. And I believe that we're a fourth generation now, and we're not declining, we're inclining now. And I've sort of taken the reins quite a bit from my dad now, and we just sort of improved over the years and just try to do products that other people don't really do, other supermarkets don't do, and just try to improve what we're doing every day. Just listen to our customers and try our best, you know.
So you feel you've had to, not you have to, that it's a business, right? So you have to adapt. You have to look at what's there, what can we provide, yeah. How can we compete?
Yeah, we do a lot of gluten-free products, and we find that a lot of supermarkets don't do that. So we're just trying to change and listen to what customers want, really. You know, you have to do that. I mean, I'm a young generation. I'm 26, and I just feel that we have to just change our ways. And my father didn't do that, so I just sort of...
Give them a break,
you know,
Robert.
you know, we just had to adapt and change and get younger customers in, which I believe has happened and changed, you know.
For me, it's the being able to ask someone to the face, where is this from? You know, what's this for? Maybe people might struggle to debone something or whatever it is. You know the examples better than I might.
Like, I mean, we do that, yeah.
So that kind of, or could you trim that fat off that or whatever it might be. You know, and especially in this day and age.
Not lying in a packet all day.
Well, that's it. And we talk so much about, you know, what might happen post-Mercicorp if that comes to pass. You know, your local butcher presumably takes all that uncertainty out of it. You can say almost the herd number at this stage, right? So, you know, that's very important, I think, to a discerning consumer.
Yeah, exactly. We try to source everything as we can, as local as possible. Like, our turkeys are from Newton's, from Clamanny, which is 10 minutes away. You know, and our chickens are too, and lambs in Donegal, beef's Donegal, everything. We just try our best to just source local, and hopefully then people just support us then.
Do you think your experience is across the board, Robert, or, you know, given your location, and I'm not saying there isn't competition there, but there might be less competition there than, say, for instance, a butcher based in Milford, I'm thinking, or Letterkenny or Donegal Town, for an example?
I would say so, yeah. I would say the location does sort of help us that way. And I think that... I think we do just have to just the experience that we have with the fourth generation now. And I just learned from my dad, and my dad's taught me a lot, and just take it on board.
What's the best-selling product in the butchers? What's the stuff that's in most demand? I suppose this time of year it's kind of obvious, but more your bread and butter stuff.
Well, the bread and butter would be your minced steak, your stew and steak, but your tray packs too. We do meatballs, your stir fries, and just handy products. A lot of it's all to do with convenience now, and you have to go that way. You know, people don't want to, you know, they just want something that you fire in the oven, and, you know, it's just handy and convenience.
Or the air fryer.
Coming up to Christmas now, exactly. Coming up to Christmas now would be your turkeys, and we're still taking orders to Still taking orders to Saturday now.
All right, Robert, settle yourself down. This is not an ad, Robert. Calm yourself down. Up until Saturday, you say. What's the cut-off time?
We have to help.
come here, crowns or full... Midnight, okay. Crowns or full turkeys? What's the majority going for?
Your turkey breast, but your turkey breast would be very popular, but the full turkeys is still very popular too. Either or, but mainly your turkey breast because it's, as you say, more convenience.
Yeah, and ham, obviously.
Ham, yeah, we get from Glenside, from Glenthes there, and we do anything. You want a bone in or boneless or smoked or whatever suits people, we'll get.
All right, now my ham's
and
perfect.
We won that Butcher's Award there, the Highland Radio Butcher's Award too.
Very prestigious.
That's definitely helped us.
Oh, brilliant. That's good to hear. Well, listen, Robert, it's great. I was delighted to see you get that recognition on that night. And it's also great to hear that, this is what... Did you hear the conversation I was having with Jack? I just think sometimes, you're doing what I said it would be great to see more butchers doing or someone on behalf of them selling the positives, rather than sitting... Oh, well.
I think you need to definitely publicize it. You need to... Social media is a big help. We have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
And it massively has helped over the years, definitely. I mean, that's the way you have to just go with the times.
All right, good stuff.
And I find a lot of butchers aren't doing that, but I think they need to just change their ways a bit and just do it.
I agree. I agree. I understand where you're coming from. All right, continued success, Robert. Happy Christmas to you and yours. That's Boggs Family Butchers, Mallintown there, taking your Christmas orders up until Saturday. I was only joking. I don't mind businesses coming on, and if you can squeeze in a plug, that's all well and good. We rely on yous an awful lot, and I don't mean Highland, I mean us as a people. In about 20 minutes, we're going over to the Archview Nursing Home. We've got Sinead Black. We've got Tommy Rosny. We've got the residents. We've got the staff. We've got the management. We've got music. We've got fun. We've got crack. It'll be hard to top now Dunlow yesterday. Dunlow had everything. We had effectively a fashion show. We had some great music. We had some great singers. Now, there's no pressure either. It's great if people like to sing, and if they don't want to sing, that's fine too, but we're looking forward to it. There are plenty of Holy Christmas card packs down in Ard's Friary gift shop, so if you're looking for your Christmas cards that have a religious feel to them, Ard's Friary gift shop. Hi Greg, want Nativity Christmas cards? Well, in Bookshop Thomas in Derrybeg, we've a great selection in Irish and English as well, so there you go, Bookshop Thomas. Christmas cards, Nativity Christmas cards, your traditional Christmas cards. I mean, three different holidays collide around the Christmas season. I work for a multinational in town. I'm the only Irish person on my team of mostly Americans. I end this year in work with Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays and have a good New Year. I see absolutely no issue with wishing people well through the holiday period when they don't celebrate Christmas. I do tend to use Merry Christmas with Irish people unless I know they don't celebrate. Well, you're better than me. I'll just say Happy Christmas. And I'll be honest with you, if that offends someone, you need to look at yourself, really. If you know, someone can say Happy Hanukkah to me. I don't even know what that is. Is that a Jewish festival? I don't know. But someone can say that to me and I'm going to go, oh, how dare you? I'm a Christian. You know what I mean? Or whatever. That's probably a bad example. But I wouldn't want people tempering the language for me just because it might be an event that I don't celebrate. I also have spoken to quite a lot of people on this programme that are in this country and they weren't born here and they love Christmas. They don't celebrate it for the exact same reasons others might, but they love Christmas too. Hi Greg, a declining population will mean less pressure on services such as health, transport, education and housing, making for a much more livable society. Sounds like The Purge. In fact, with the rise of AI, a declining population will be something to be embraced. As hundreds of thousands of jobs could be axed overnight, the remaining jobs will be ones that can't be carried out by AI, such as health and care jobs. The real problem is the government has been running like the economy like a period scheme for many years, relying on a constantly increasing population to plug the financial deficits they have created through poor management. Thanks, Eamon. I appreciate what you're saying, Eamon. But listen, the bread and butter of life, building houses, as you say, the healthcare, running prisons, I don't know why I threw prisons in there, driving the ferry out to Aranmore or Tory, AI ain't going to do that. I know what you're saying. I don't see any argument for a natural thinning of a population, to be honest with you, because you end up at zero, effectively, if you go down that route. That's where you end up. It doesn't just stop at a certain level. All right, listen, thank you so much for all of your texts and what have you. We'll keep reading them, of course. Now, I think we have all been devastated by the very sad news of a teenaged boy who passed away in a drowning tragedy in Stranorlar yesterday. Councillor Martin Harley is the Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranorlar Municipal District. He joins me now, Martin. And, you know, it is one of these cases. There is just one of these instances. There's just no words. I'm sure the wider communities, like all of us, are devastated by these events.
No, it's heartbreaking, Greg. It's even heartbreaking speaking about it. You know, it's just so tough. And it's not that it's any time's a good time of the year, but you think of Christmas, we're in the week of Christmas almost, and that you should be looking forward to Santa coming and toys and all that there. And it's just heartbroken for the family. And just unfortunately, us as a family know what's going to go through and what's ahead of them for the future. And it's just, your heart sinks thinking about it for them. So it's a difficult time. I know everybody will rally around, and everybody in they have a great family circle and all, and they'll be, but you know, it's just the loss. It's incomprehensible, the loss. And it's just, I don't know what this loss for words, just, and it's great. That's
yeah,
the thing
no,
about
and,
it.
And I think, Martin, that very much sums it up, because, you know, at the same time, we both, you and I, have to recognise this awful loss, but it is one of those situations where there is an absence of words to cover the sadness, and it's layers upon layers of sadness. But as you say, Martin, what can we do other than be there for the family and support them in the most difficult time in the years, months, in the months and years ahead?
That's it, you know, and that's the thing about it. And you know, people are very good, and as I say, people will rally around, and people will be good, and they'll call to you, and people will do the same for them. They'll try and help them, and try and be a distraction times. And you know, when it's the things about it, but it's just their life. Unfortunately, life's never the same again, and that's the reality of it. And you just hope that they can get through it in some capacity. It's getting them through the next few days now, and that's going to be very difficult. It's going to be a very difficult few days now for them, and it's just, you hope they get through it all. And then, of course, Christmas next week, and the new year, and all them events and birthdays and anniversaries and everything else that comes along. And it's going to be tough for them now, and it's just heartbreaking, Greg. And as I know, there's no good time of year, but it just seems worse. All the time's worse, you know. Christmas.
And
yeah,
maybe not right now, or maybe not next week, but I do hope that the message gets through to the family that we are all thinking about them, and those of us inclined to pray are praying for them, and have them very much in our thoughts and hearts at this very, very difficult time. And as I say, maybe that's no comfort now, but I hope it might be in the future, because we really understand, and you know, you, Martin, as much as anyone, how difficult a time this is, and we just think on them and pray for them.
Yeah, no, they will, and they will get a lot of hope, a lot of support, and there'll be a lot of help out there as well to try and deal with the grieving and all that there. And fairness, that the people that do that, there's great help out there as well. And
okay.
Gives you a little bit of comfort in me, and it gets through difficult times. And so it's, everybody will be there for them, to say they have a good family circle on both sides, and
a brilliant community
get them through it. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Martin. Thanks for joining me. Okay. And I wish it was in any other circumstance, but I appreciate your words, and hopefully the family will as well. As a Cathaoirleach of the Lifford and Stranorlar Municipal District, that's Councillor Martin Harley, and it was around about 5:40 yesterday. We heard that there was an emergency incident, and the emergency services, of course, and we must think on them as well. they kicked into action after receiving reports of a person entering the River Finn, this at Drumbo Woods. Very sadly, the boy was brought from the water. Every effort was made to save his life. He was transferred by ambulance to Letterkenny University Hospital, but very sadly, he was pronounced dead. And there are simply no words other than to say we very much are thinking on the family at this incredibly, incredibly difficult time.
Text or WhatsApp your view to Greg on 086 60 25,000.
Okay, so we've given away €10,000 as part of our big cash and car Christmas draw here at Highland Radio. Now, all roads lead to the car draw, and we're giving away a beautiful Renault Symbios worth over €35,000, and that is the main prize, as you can imagine. Beautiful, fully equipped family crossover in white on 261 plates. You couldn't ask for better. It is a beautiful, beautiful car. And it's all wrapped up on Tuesday on this programme, where we will do what we've been doing for the last 10 working days, Monday to Friday, you know what I mean, pulling out a ticket. And that ticket is in that draw drum in front of me. Or is it? Because you still have 4 days to buy a ticket, and, you know, the car in of itself is how we started. So it's not too late if you want to enter the draw. How do you do so? Well, you go onto our website, highlandradio.com, and you can buy your tickets there. One for €15, five for 50s. So there are 10 each, effectively. And obviously, if you can afford to do so within your means and have a bit of fun with your hard-earned cash, you can also give us a ring here at the radio station, 07491 25,000, and we'll make sure you're in the draw as well. So as I say, the winning ticket may well be in that Trombola, which is just opposite me here on the 9 till noon show, or it may yet to go in. That's the wonderful thing about a draw. It's pure luck of it. So if you want to be in a chance, in with a chance to win that car, which is how we all started in the first place, highlandradio.com, or call us right now on 07491 25,000. Now, Deputy Charles Ward is unavailable to speak to us this morning, and he is unavailable to speak to us. It's not that he's avoiding it. In fairness to Deputy Ward, he does not avoid conversation. But he says there's a lot of misinformation about the vote in relation to the bill. This is being perpetrated by AIM2. I did not vote for abortion up to birth, despite what Paddy Tobin says. I voted for procedural amendment to restore a bill to the order paper for discussion and debate. It wasn't a vote on, for, or against the bill itself. The only vote on the bill that ever took place was back in May 31st, 23, that saw the bill pass stage two. On that night, Paddy Tobin and most of the government voted to pass it with a delay of 12 months. The opposition voted to pass it straight away and won with the votes of a smaller number of government TDs. In terms of the contents of the bill, there's absolutely no reference to indiscriminately terminating full-term pregnancy. What there is a reference to fetal abnormalities and the risks to the mother's life. So just to be clear, there was no vote by anyone to vote for or against the contents of the bill. What I will say, though, is it brings it back into public conversation. And if you are talking about something up to viability, that is, some could argue, up to birth, right? But anyway, a caller, Charles Ward, says there was a vote for a procedural amendment to restore the bill to the order of business, that same bill that AIM2 voted to pass the second stage in 23, because it had to be restored after the dissolution of the Dáil if it were to be debated. Any vote for or against the bill would have come much later. What is really disappointing is a failure to find out the facts of both the contents of the bill and the nature of the vote before rushing to believe lies. So the truth is this: I never voted to pass this legislation, and I understand, but at the end of the day, Pat the Cope Gallagher, Charlie McConnell Logue voted not to restore the bill, and it was a tight vote of 50-50, and that's where we're at. Right. Okay, that's us bang up to date there. Let me see. I think it's almost time to cross now to Archview, because I know it's time, because Shannon's shaking the camera all over the place and it's completely unusable, so that's normally a good strong indication that we're ready to go. Other than that, we have Tommy Rosny, and we have first Sinead Black. Good morning to the pair of ye. How are you, Sinead?
Good morning. Good morning, Greg. We're having a ball here. I'm delighted to have my co-pilot with me today. Good to have you, Tommy.
Sinead, it's great to be back doing this with you. It's good crack.
Yeah. We're rocking around the Christmas tree. Do you like Tommy's T-shirt?
I do. Well, Tommy always has, he's always got good T-shirts on. So
always has good taste.
Doesn't surprise me. Always has good taste, as you do too. Do you think that scarf's big enough, Sinead?
Absolutely. I'm in the festive spirits here, Greg. Never you mind. My fashionista today.
Right. Where are you?
We're delighted to be in RTV Lodge nursing home here, aren't we, Tommy?
Yeah, and all the residents. You know, this place brings back great memories to me, I have to say.
Yes.
And I'll be talking to Leanne in a moment, but my mother-in-law was a resident here for 6 years and she was treated like a queen.
Lovely.
By Leanne and all the staff. And the previous owner, Magella and PJ, I have to give them a mention. They couldn't do enough for her. And just being back here today brings back great memories. You know, myself, Margo, and the grandkids used to come over and visit Celia when she's
regular visit for you, huh?
Yeah. And,
so it's nice to be back today again.
Great. And we just live over the road, you know. We could walk from our house to here, you know.
Lovely. Well, Tommy, then I'll let you speak to Leanne then, so.
Yeah. Well, Leanne, how's it going, Leanne? It's lovely to talk to you.
You're very welcome back.
You're the main woman here now at the moment, aren't
I
you?
I am, yes.
Tell us what's your role here in the...
I'm the director of nursing here. I've actually been working here for 14 years. So the previous owner, I was the assistant director of nursing. So I'm now the director of nursing. And Elaine over here is the new assistant director of nursing. Well, not new. She's here a year now.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
since last year. So we're very happy to have you here. And we thank you for coming back again this year. Sinead and her dad was here last year and we had a great time.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, I was just mentioning beforehand, the new owners are here just about a year and a half. But
they
before
are.
That... You had Magella and PJ.
With Magella and PJ, who are in New York holidaying at the minute, so we're saying a big hello to them. Hopefully they're listening or they might listen back. And we hope you enjoy your Christmas holidays in New York.
Come here, what's the plans for the Christmas coming days now? What are you going to be getting up to? You know, because it's busy here.
Well, yes, yesterday we had our residence Christmas party. So we had Johnny Huhy and we had Barney McDade and we had a fun-filled day.
Yeah.
We're all a bit tired today because Santa was here and everything last night, so we had a great time. I also want to say a special thank you to all the community groups and choirs that have been coming in over the past few weekends to sing for the residents. There's been something on nearly every day, so we're all like, we'll be exhausted by the time it gets to Christmas, but everybody's been enjoying it, so it's been great so far.
Yeah, they're a lively crowd in here, aren't they?
They are.
I got a message there earlier on from Patsy McLaughlin. She asked me to say hello to all her family and friends over there in the Hollywood Road in Castle Finn.
Yes, Patsy's over here.
Patsy, how is it going?
Patsy? She's over there in her Christmas jumper, yes.
So that's great, Leanne, and you're still going strong here anyway. That's
still going strong, yeah.
I'm going to hand you over to Sinead now. I think she might have one or two people she wants to say something to.
I'll come back to you later, Leanne. I'll let you relax for a little while. I know you're getting your dancing shoes on, but I'd like to speak to some of the residents here now. I have the lovely Sarah, and we're both in red. Jarrig today, isn't she looking lovely? How are you, Sarah? Good morning.
Very well, thank you.
Well, you're looking well anyway.
Well, thank you.
And tell me this, tell all our listeners on Highland Radio where you're from.
From Dromore.
Dromore. She says to me, I'm only over the road.
A few yards up the road.
A few yards up the road, but sure, it was never like this, huh?
No, home never was like that.
And tell me, what was home like at Christmas, or maybe for all the boys and girls listening now today, we were speaking earlier about Christmas memories and stuff like this, so have you anything to share with them?
Well, no, just Santa Claus. And
we were saying earlier, what was your favourite toys?
My favourite toys, I had no time for dolls or anything like that.
No time for that?
And it was during the war, and most toys were made of wood, and dolls were packed with sawdust, and if they got a hole in them, well,
that'd be no good.
To me.
What did you get instead? What did you like?
I got a lorry. I remember getting a lorry one year.
You'd be handy,
made
woman.
Of wood. Most things were made of wood or simple things.
Well, this is it. Well, for any boys and girls listening, any girls who would like a lorry too, you just confirmed that that's okay.
Yeah, and...
Very good. Well, it's lovely to talk to you, Sarah. We're all going to have a little sing song in a minute, and I know you've a wee song, so you might help me out.
I don't know about that.
Ah, you will. If we get you a drink, you'd help us out.
Hey.
If we get you a drink.
Whiskey.
We'll have two whiskeys, please. No, thank you, Sarah. And we'll bear with me now, and we're going to speak to Sean. Sean, how are you, Sean?
I'm fine, thank you.
And tell everybody where you're from.
I'm from Dunfanaghy.
Yeah, the lovely part
county,
of the world.
County Donegal.
No better county.
Yes, is it?
Speaking of county, I heard you played for county.
I did, yeah.
You did? You were on the GAA team?
I was, yeah.
If a man I met yesterday, he was looking for a season ticket for the GAA team where we were yesterday.
Yeah.
You and him would have some stories.
I would, yeah.
Now tell me, as we know and everybody listening knows that there's nothing that says Christmas more. Do you mind if I sit down here, Sean? Yeah. These heels aren't easy, you know. There's nothing that brings Christmas more than a sing song, isn't that right?
All right, yeah.
Isn't that right, Margaret? Me and Margaret were singing earlier. We're a bit tired, but you might sing a song for us, would you, Sean?
Well, I've a few words of a song. I'll sing it, yeah.
Go for it.
Right. I belong to Glasgow, dear old Glasgow town. There's something the matter with Glasgow, for it's going around and round.
Hey.
I'm only a common and working chap, as anyone here can see. But when I get a couple of drinks on a Saturday, Glasgow belongs to me. I've been with a few of my cronies, one or two pals of mine. We went into a hotel, did very well. Then we came out once again. Then we went into another, and that is the reason I'm drunk. We had six jockins or us, then sang a chorus. Just listen, I'll sing it again. I belong to Glasgow, dear old Glasgow town. There's something the matter with Glasgow, for it's going around and round. I'm only a common old working chap, as anyone here can see. But when I get a couple of drinks on a Saturday, Glasgow belongs to me.
Hey, give it up for Sean, everybody. I tell you, I better take this mic off, you'll be putting me out of a job. Well, Sean, have you any fond memories of Christmas when you were small or any nice presents that Santa may have brought you?
We had a group of what we used to call that time mummers.
Oh?
Mummers.
Uh-huh.
And we used to go around the houses in Dunfanaghy and Port na Blá on the week before Christmas. And we'd sing a song and go from one house to the other. And people were very good to us, and we used to...
You were just raising the festive spirits.
We had a meeting then after the round, and we split whatever we got between us.
Uh-huh.
So that's what Christmas means to me.
Oh, that was lovely. It was lovely to talk to you, Sean, and very happy Christmas.
Many happy returns.
Thank you. Give it up for Sean, everybody. Now, lastly here now, we have Margaret in her lovely, cosy Christmas jumper. Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And tell me, would you have a song in you like Sean, do you think?
I would love to.
Aye. Firstly, before me and you sing, tell everybody where you're from.
I'm from Pluck.
You're from Pluck. Good stuff.
P-L-U-C-K.
That's Pluck. That's that confirmed. And tell me a wee Christmas memory that stands out to you, or any traditions that we could share with the listeners today that was part of your Christmas. Did you bake Christmas cakes?
Oh, yes, it's Christmas cake baked.
Lovely. And will we give everybody a little verse of your favourite Silent Night? What about that? Sarah might help us as well. Do you think? Will we give that a go?
Whatever it is.
Go on, you go for it. Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Aye, sing a wee song. Night. Holy night. Everybody, come on.
All is calm. All is bright.
And everybody, this lady was singing too. Fair play to you. Now, Greg. What do you think of that?
It's lovely, lovely stuff altogether. And you'd want to be careful what you were saying from after a few whiskies there, if you're from Pluck.
No.
Wouldn't you just come here? Everyone seems to want to drink. Most of the conversation so far has been about whiskey and booze.
Well, Greg,
and what's
it is Christmas.
Going on. So come here. Are you going to sing one for us before the break, Sinead? I don't want to put you under pressure, dear.
You're not putting me under pressure because Tommy's going to sing for you today.
Okay.
So, right. And funny, you'll never guess what the song is.
Little old wine drinker me.
Well, there you go. We might as well keep with the theme then. So, right, let's take it away, Tommy.
Well, I'm praying for the rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. Well, I'm sitting in a honky Kendra model with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. Here she is. I'll ask the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. And when they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, little old wine drinker me.
That'll do them.
Give it up for Tommy Rosny, everybody.
I was just thinking, myself and Sinead, I was mentioning on the show last night that myself and Sinead could be announcing a duet today.
No, you never know. Worse has happened.
Worse? Huh? Could be any worse.
I'm not a language or body language expert, Tommy, but that felt a little bit like a no from Sinead there. But she didn't want to let you down too much.
Well, I'm well used to being let down, you know.
We're the next Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers Eat Your Heart Out.
Which one's which? That's what I want to know.
That's it.
Very good.
All right, come here. What we'll do is we're going to take a wee break because we've got more chat. We've got more music, hopefully, and a wee presentation to make as well. So for now, Tommy and Sinead, we'll be back to you in just a couple of minutes. Thank you so much. Happy Christmas. Great show, says Ellen. Ellen, good morning. Thank you for watching. Angela Bates says, say hello to my Aunt Mary Strain from Angela. So if Mary Strain is there, your niece Angela Bates is saying a big hello to you. And Septa is enjoying the show and says it's lovely to sort of get an insight and a connection to the nursing home today. Right, okay. We are in conversation and in the company of Sinead Black and Tommy Rosny. Tommy, someone wants to know, are you on air on New Year's Eve?
I am. Right, I'm okay. On air. I'm going to be on. They're going to be sick of listening to me over the Christmas. I'm on nearly every day over the Christmas. I'll be on from 8 o'clock until midnight on Christmas Eve.
Okay. Margot's going to be very happy to have peace and quiet at home.
Oh, she's here, right? Greg. She gives two thumbs up. Give us a thumbs up there, Margot.
Good stuff, good
stuff.
It's
lovely to have her with us here as well.
I was thinking of leaving her here when I leave here today.
Oh, well, do you know what? She'd be well looked after. We know that for a fact
definitely,
anyway.
Definitely.
Sinead, what? Go ahead, Tommy. Who have you got with you?
Greg, I have Pauline here. She's from Dromahal, not too far from where I live myself. Pauline, how's it going?
Not too bad.
I believe you're recovering from a broken leg.
Yeah, that's right, Tommy. Yeah.
When did that happen?
Way back in May or June, Tommy. But it was very bad. I had a very bad break, and it took me very long to recover. But I'm getting physio now up in St. Connell's, so that's helping a bit, Tommy.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I had a knee done about 2 years ago, and I was getting physio up there as well. And it's, they're very good up there. Come here. How long have you been here in...
I can't even remember. I was in bad form when I came in, Tommy.
Yeah.
I couldn't even speak, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm getting used to it now, and the people are good. Leanne's very good. I don't know where she went. She said... And Elaine's very good. And Jackie's very good. Jackie there's very good. I don't know what to say. Just I enjoy the singing. I enjoy the music, you know.
Yeah, but come here, you're going to give us a wee song or a few bars or something. But
if you start a song, I'll finish it.
Very good. if I know the one you know, what one do you want to sing?
You know Daniel O'Donnell, I can't remember now.
There's always a fire in the kitchen.
There's always a kettle on the boil. There's no fancy carpet or no telephone, but there's one thing, our house is a home.
But hey, well done, Pauline. That's perfect. Well done.
I believe this woman next to you used to sing in a band. What's her name? Margaret.
That's a few years ago now.
Sure, what about it? And you used to be the lead singer with the band, I believe.
Oh, my brother's band.
What were they called?
He was stuck one night, Michael Galbraith. He was stuck one night and he asked me and I said, all right, but that was it.
Come here, will you give us a bar of a song?
Give us a wee song, man.
Just give us a wee one, you know, Cindy, we're all drunk here.
I had to give them a wee.
I have a cold.
That's not a good enough excuse. Sinead's a cold and she sings a bit. Just a few bars.
30 years ago now, I couldn't do it now.
Will we help you out? Jingle bells, jingle bells, come on. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
What about her, Sinead? I'll hand it back to Sinead now. Sinead, you have a few people over there, have you?
Yeah, just before we speak, Greg, isn't this highlighting for everybody listening our little visits to the nursing homes, who I have to commend all the staff. They're such homes away from homes. Myself,
I was a little bit distracted because I was just looking at pictures of that lady Tommy was just speaking to. And was it Michael Galbraith's orchestra, was it, that she was a member of? They were a very, very successful outfit in the 50s.
There you are, you see.
So, you're older than me, Greg.
Yeah.
I just have Google open, but they were very, very, and she looks absolutely wonderful in these pictures. They were very successful back then. So there you go. That's a lovely connection.
There you are now.
I'm telling you.
Very good. I'm delighted to get it.
I'll just show a wee picture for those watching at home. Just there she is, look.
Oh, lovely.
I believe it. There can't be too many Michael Galbraith orchestras knocking about.
Is Greg right, is he? Michael?
Oh, he's gone.
But he was in the band.
He's not here anymore.
Yeah. That's lovely to remember him today. Yes, he'd be very proud of you singing. So well done, well done.
Well done.
I was just saying to you, Greg.
Sorry, Sinead, I got distracted there. Beg your pardon.
No, you're okay. Thank you for that lovely information. I was just saying that this trips for me around the nursing homes, and it's lovely to be doing, is highlighting the importance of sing songs and chitter chatters, isn't it, over the Christmas period. This is what's really important, and it's such two lovely things to bring people together. So this is lovely to be doing today, and it's just a reminder, anyone listening, to get an out of sing song going. Nothing better, nothing warms your heart more, and a chit chat, isn't that right, John? Nothing better than a loud chit chat.
Yeah,
what do you think? I'd say there's no chatting you.
Nothing at all.
No, I don't believe that.
Not
for a
the
minute.
Same, anyway.
Where are you from?
St. Johnson.
St. Johnson. You're a face in Johnson.
Yeah.
Aye. Well, we say hello to everybody there. They'll be jealous of you on the radio today.
I'm
now.
Sure they will. But...
And tell us, what was Christmas like for you as a child?
Oh, just quite enough.
Quite enough?
Aye.
Simple and good.
Exactly.
And tell me, any special toys or presents or anything stands out to you?
Oh, no, these small things. Just that thing. But... That's going back in years, you know.
It wasn't today or yesterday.
No.
No. And have you any? Have you a song in you?
No, good. No.
Any wee stories?
No chance of that. No.
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 You enjoying Christmas here?
Oh, it's lovely. So this.
You're enjoying. I heard you had a big party here yesterday.
All lovely people, so there.
Ah, that's good.
Ah, there surely.
Ah, well, happy Christmas, John.
Same to you.
And
thank
you'll behave
you very
yourself
much.
Now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Give it up for John, everybody. Now, well, Greg, just before we come to the end, we might have another wee singer. Sarah.
Okay, do we have a presentation first, or do we do the singing first, or what do you want to do, Sinead?
We do. I have a lovely bouquet of flowers here from Annie's Flower Shop in Letterkenny to present to the staff here. It's only a small token, As I ran out to the car to get them there, I'm just going to give you an insight. And for the viewers, honestly, we're here in this lovely room, but throughout this nursing home, I met so many staff who are continuing to do their work and help people, get them dressed, medication, food, you know, everything. People are feeling unwell and people who just need care. And that's that they're definitely getting that. It was evident, well, even just running out to the car to get these flowers. So it gives me great pleasure to hand them over to Leanne and to all your staff. And as well, we have a little, just a little token as well from us at Highland Radio for your patient care fund as well, because it's so important here to get them lifting their spirits through your daily lives. And it's very evident with all the staff down here at the door. Can you see them there, Shannon, on camera? They're all, they're raring to dance. Raring to dance.
Shannon, it looks to me like they very much would like to be on camera, closer to the camera. And
Go on.
You can see looking at them, they're wondering why aren't you. Come on now, get out of there. Come on. No, we won't embarrass them, but they're just being camera shy. Oh, that's lovely. Very good stuff. Fantastic people. Sinead, you know, unsung heroes. I don't think that's an exaggeration. And it's great, I think, to recognise the fantastic staff and those that make these wonderful homes from home available and offer such great care and delicious Christmas dinner too, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, we're only here for an hour or so, and what I see is so lovely to see, to get an insight into our nursing homes around the county. But I'm only here for an hour. They're here much longer, all day, every day. Wouldn't you agree, Tommy?
Yeah, oh, yes. And well looked after in here, aren't they?
You know, the care is very clear to be seen. So all nursing homes across the county, I just want to give them a massive round of applause and a very happy Christmas to all of them. Wouldn't you agree, so, Leanne?
Absolutely.
Yeah, lovely.
Sinead, just before we go, I have to ask you, how are you going to spend Christmas yourself? What are your plans?
I am going out for Christmas dinner, so that's going to be lovely, yeah. And I'll be on air then on Boxing Day, telling loads of lies and keeping people company.
Have you much gigs around?
No, I'm taking it handy. I'm out New Year's Eve, and I have a few lovely weddings over the Christmas period. It's so special to sing at. But other than that, I'm trying to take it as in fifth gear as possible.
Sinead, so, what's the story with Eaton Ads? This is a thing I've teased the idea with before.
It's... Ask me on Boxing Day.
Okay, we'll get an update and send Stephen say no bother at
absolutely,
all.
Absolutely,
okay.
I'll tell you.
Listen, are we going to sing out or do you want to speak
we're
to
We're going to get all
else,
our staff or? In here
everybody
now.
Everybody out on the floor. Come on. Jackie.
We're going to get everybody to dance now. I'd just like to thank you, Greg, and thanks to Caroline. And I also just want to give a round of applause to Joe Dex here. We'll get a wee clip of him, Shannon.
The man behind the mic.
For all your help, and as well, lovely Shannon's here as well. Thanks for this opportunity. Thanks to all our nursing homes once again around the county. And I just want to wish all our listeners a very happy Christmas.
Happy
We're going
to
leave
Christmas
you with some.
You, Sinead. Happy Christmas, Tommy. Happy Christmas, Margot, and everybody there. Don't rush it now. We've allowed time, Sinead, for you to sing. So let's go.
Now you'll hear a good singer.
Now
little
you
girl, you look so lonesome. I see you're feeling blue.
Yeah.
Ain't no use in staying at home. I know what you should do. Don't be shy now. Come in. Are you ready? Come on over to my place.
Hey
girl. We're having a party. We'll be swinging, dancing and singing. Baby, come on over tonight. Now, you don't need no address to find out where we'll be. 'Cause you can help hearing the music halfway down. Everybody now, come on. Come on over to my place. Hey
girl.
We're having a party. We'll be swinging, dancing and singing. Baby, come on over tonight. When we get tired of dancing,
never get tired of dancing.
Things start getting slow. Well, that's the real best part of the evening. Turn the lights way down low. Come on now. Come on, Robert. Come on over to my place. Woo!
Hey, girl. We're having a party. We'll be swinging, dancing and singing. Baby, come on over tonight.
Oh, let's see those dance moves now. Woo! Come on, Tommy.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Hey, that's it.
What's that sore leg, Pauline?
Yeah, come on over to my place. Hey girl, we're having a party. We'll be swinging, dancing and singing. Baby, come on over tonight.
Okay, thank you so very much to Sinead and Tommy and everyone at Archview. What a beautiful, beautiful insert that was into the programme. And we're going to get very much into the Christmas vibe, continue into it next Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, our last three shows of the 9 till noon show, in fact. So it's going to be a nice 3 days, I hope. Right, have a fantastic weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday morning at 9. Stay safe and stay tuned because...